Okay, everybody, welcome back once again to Tech Gumbo. I'm Haggai Davis II, along with Haggai Davis III, and we'd like to welcome you to Tech Gumbo. Here on our show, we like to talk about the past, present, and future of all things technology in a topical, interesting, and digestible way. Without geek speak or a bunch of acronyms, we just want to talk about technology that's important to us and important to you.
We also want to thank Cardinal Capital. To business owners and CEOs, hopefully you have a good relationship with your lender. Even if you do, sometimes you face other challenges, such as a need to consolidate debt, a want to level out your cash flow, or a desire to buy new equipment because you're in growth mode. If this describes you, give Cardinal Capital a call, whatever your need or challenge. They have over 4,000 lenders where they source commercial capital for business clients. Chris, Gary, and Rob at Cardinal Capital have a passion for business, and they want you to succeed. When you meet with Cardinal Capital, they get to know you and your business, so they can present your needs to a lending institution that will best fit your unique situation. In short, they go after money for your business. They translate your business into what's important for lenders, and they are good at it. Depending upon what the deal is, no matter how complicated or straightforward, they will help maximize your profitability while setting your business up for success. They find the best solution for your situation, all while being fun and easy to deal with. For more detailed information, visit their website at cardinalcap.net. You can also call them 225-308-3700 or email them info@cardinalcap.net.
Okay, Mr. Davis, how about some tech gumbo for today?
Sounds great.
As we like to do, we'll start with the news and updates. And one of the things that came out this week is Facebook has come out with some smart Ray-Ban glasses.
There's the easy knee-jerk reaction to say, oh, someone's finally solved the Google Glass problem. And the answer is no, they haven't.
No, all these glasses do is allow you to take video or snapshots or listen to music, but you have to have your phone in your pocket while you're doing it.
Yeah, this is basically just a Bluetooth speaker and a Bluetooth camera strapped to a pair of Ray-Bans. And that's fine, but I just don't get why they have to be Facebook branded. Why can't I just have a pair of glasses that have a speaker and have a camera attached to them? And then again, why would I want a pair of glasses to have a speaker and camera attached to them at all?
Well, because you're a spy, you're on Get Smart, and you're walking around keeping track of things would be the only real reason I could come up with.
Because there's so much potential here if you're able to do something with augmented reality wherever, you know, that camera is looking out at the world and it's able to overlay some information on the lens. And so you're doing really cool stuff. Because Facebook does have their whole Oculus branch, and so there's a lot of interesting things happening over there. If this was the Oculus Plus Ray-Ban, you know, now maybe you're doing something more interesting, but why is this not that? This just, it's kind of a letdown at best, and really creepy at worst.
This is just sunglasses that, like you said, have a camera and speakers attached to it. I mean, there's really nothing groundbreaking here. There's nothing exciting about this. This is a big swing and a miss, and maybe this is one step towards a long journey that Facebook is going to try and get to, as has multiple other companies tried and continue to fail because the infrastructure's not good enough yet. The technology's not good enough yet. So if you're going to go, and these things are only $300. I mean, which you can buy Ray-Bans that are $300. But again, eh.
Yeah, because apparently the sound quality is not very good. But why would I want speakers whenever I already have earbuds? You know, if you have your AirPods or I have some other brand that's are about $150 for those, they have great battery life, they have great sound quality, they have all kinds of sound features attached to them because they're well designed as earbuds. Whereas apparently the sound quality is not great. Apparently the picture quality on the camera is fine.
If your phone's got a 20 megapixel or 200 megapixel camera, that lens on those glasses can't be that powerful.
Yeah, because that's the thing. If you're holding your phone in your pocket, because it has to be that close to you, you already have a better camera on a device on your person already. Why would you want to use a worse camera that's just on your glasses whenever you're not even sure exactly what it is you're taking a picture of, because you aren't looking at the screen? You just point your head in a direction and it probably takes the picture that you want, but you're not really sure how it's going to come out, because again, there's no screen on these things.
Yeah, this is just a swing and a miss. But Meta has also made news over in the European Union.
This is a story which we first started talking about a few weeks ago, that in order to try and sit there and navigate the European Union's data privacy laws, Meta has said that, okay, they will offer an entirely ad-free tier of their services, but it'll cost you some tiered plan. That the base is $10 per month on a desktop, but it's more expensive on your mobile, and it's more expensive if you're going to bundle them. And so it could end up being close to $20 a month to have an ad-free Facebook and Instagram on your phone.
That's right. They've come out and said it's going to be about $14 if you want Facebook or if you want Instagram. But if you want them both, it'd be $17 a month, approximate. And this is only in the European Union. This is not an option that's going to be available anywhere else in the world. And it's not 100% sure that it's even going to pass the EU's very stringent set of laws to begin with.
Yes, because this whole plan is designed to try and sidestep their data privacy laws, because Facebook is trying to create this option wherever they can say, all right, look, if you don't want us collecting your data, you now have the option. You can buy your way out of us collecting your data. But the European Union, you know, still has to figure out if they want it to work. Although they've come out and said that they believe that they need to assess whether or not this is a reasonable fee, because that they don't think that Facebook should be able to gouge their customers, should be able to gouge the European Union citizens over this price.
That's right. So you've got to make your own mind. Am I willing to pay the $14, $17, maybe $20 a month because I don't want to see ads that are targeted towards things I like? I'm willing to pay $20 to not see ads, to see pictures of what you had for dinner last night or pictures of you doing a selfie somewhere. Do I really want to spend as much money on Facebook and Instagram as I do on Disney Plus or Netflix?
That's a great point. That's a great comparison. That's the tier of price per month this is. Is Facebook worth that much to me? Even then, I think the answer is no, that Facebook is not worth the same amount that Disney Plus or Netflix is, because those are high quality curated streaming platforms, whereas Facebook is Facebook and Instagram is just memes. And so this goes to show, you know, Facebook derived that number. They have released data about what their revenue per user is on all of their users per month. And then so they say, okay, you know, add in some number on top of that, because they will have to restructure some of their insides, how all the information moves around, and they have to pay for that, and plus a little profit on top. That number at $20 a month, that doesn't sound too far above what their internal logic suggests, but I don't think you're going to be able to push it down below $15 a month if you're the EU and you say that $20 a month is too high. But even then, I could not imagine myself paying $15 a month to get an ad-free Facebook.
The flip side of that is that's how much the advertising is worth that Facebook or Meta has been charging, approximately $15 to $20 per month per user for these targeted ads. So you, the individual, when you're sitting there scrolling through Instagram or looking at all the posts on Facebook, you're the equivalent of $20 with the ads that are there. That's fascinating.
Oh, yeah. That is exactly the way to look at this. That is $240 a year. And that is how much you are creating for Facebook. And so then if you were to tell me, okay, would I take $240 a year to just deactivate my Facebook and Instagram accounts? Hell yeah, I would. That is the easiest decision that I could make, especially in perpetuity. Oh yeah, I'd take that trade in a heartbeat. And that goes to show how valuable our data is. That's why a lot of these companies that are here in America don't want these type of laws. That's why they lobby against them in Congress, is because if people started waking up to how valuable they are to these companies, we would see a lot more demand for change.
Do the math, $240 a year over 3 billion users. Now you're going to see why Facebook is one of the top 2, 3, 4 most profitable companies in the world.
Oh, yeah. And you have to think Google is right there next to them. That's, these are ad companies and they are very, very good at advertising. And you don't get to be the megalith status that they are by accident.
Moving along, speaking of very wealthy companies, Apple has said, yes, the iOS 17 is heating up the iPhone 15s.
Yeah, this is something that we've been talking about for a couple weeks now. And as we forecasted, they are releasing a software update which will fix some bugs that Apple found in their version of iOS, as well as work with some third-party developers who had also been a little resource-intensive.
Yes, apparently all those folks using Instagram taking pictures of everything has really, really heated up those iPhone 15s. So good for Apple. They're going to come out with a software patch that's going to tone down some of the widgets inside the phones that are a little too excited.
But this points to the broader trend that's the new smartphones. A lot of people just aren't sure that they're really worth it. And in fact, smartphone sales in quarter two were down 22% from 2022. And that's the worst drop in a decade.
So you figure, okay, in 2020, 2021, not many people were buying new phones because of the pandemic. And after the pandemic, everybody went out and bought a new phone. Then all of a sudden, if everybody went out, or if a lot of people went out and bought a new phone after the pandemic, guess what didn't happen the next year? People didn't go out and buy a new phone. They just did that right after the pandemic. So what were they expecting?
That's exactly what I did, is that in December 2021, there was that huge program where they were, you know, they had the global supply shortage. And so there's all these buyback programs. And so for my 3-year-old phone, I think I got $600 in credit for a 3-year-old phone. And so I rolled it over towards a new phone. And guess what? I still have that phone from December 2021, and it's coming up on 2 years old, but it still works great. I've got no reason to buy a new phone anytime soon. I could easily see going another full year, maybe another 2 full years on this thing. And so that's the problem, is that this is an expensive piece of hardware that if you take care of it, it lasts.
Short of dropping it or having it run over by a truck, there's no reason to upgrade because there's not enough innovation to get anybody excited to go want to get a new phone. But we beat that horse to death, so we're not going to spend a whole lot much more time on that. So the NSA, the FBI, CISA, and Japan's NISC have come out and said that Chinese hackers have gotten into the Cisco router's firmware.
This is absolutely devastating. They were able to gain initial foothold into the target network and gain administrator access to network edge devices. This is incredibly compromised. And this is just really deep. And this is, if it was any other company, might be company ending bad.
So what has happened is this Chinese group called Black Tech, is they're not going after the main corporate firewall. They're going out to the branch firewalls, the smaller sub offices, where it's a less stringent firewall, and they're loading their firmware into that branch firewall. From there, once that firmware is on that branch firewall, it's talking back to the other firewalls that are part of the wide area network, and then it's talking back to corporate, and it's filtering its firmware back up across the network. And now all of a sudden, the Chinese are reading every bit of data that's going across this Cisco firewall and also across the switches. And Cisco has come out and said, oh, well, we don't think it's a big problem. We are going to change some firmware updates here, but it's not a big problem.
Yeah, this is a huge problem, and they have to be beginning to patch out a lot of stuff, because this isn't just a software update. This is the firmware update, which is the code that actually runs the hardware itself. You are down there next to the nuts and bolts of the hardware here. And so this is a very successful attack by the Chinese hackers. We don't know yet how long that they have been able to be inside of the Cisco hardware, but this is something that it's a story that we're going to have to follow just because of how truly large that it is.
So if you have Cisco hardware in your business or in your government entity, please get with your IT company or your IT staff. Go look for the firmware patches. Go look for the firmware updates and try and get the Chinese government out of your firewall.
The last story we wanted to get to today was about the U.S. government issued the first ever space debris penalty to Dish Network.
Dish Network has to spend $150,000 in fines to the commission because they did not deorbit the EchoStar 7 satellite. It's been up there for more than two decades, just spinning around the Earth, waiting to run into something.
So it was initially launched in 2002. In 2022, after its 20-year end of life, the Dish was supposed to deorbit the satellite. However, they only pushed it most of the way down, and so it's still in low Earth orbit, and it is not able to be controlled anymore.
It's in what is called the graveyard orbit. It's about 186 miles above the Earth, which is just far enough to where it's going to take a long, 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 long time, thousands of years, for it to finally deorbit or just stay there. And it missed it by 20, 30 miles to be close enough to where it would start deorbiting much sooner. But it's just going to hover there for a long time.
This is important, though, because this is the first time that the FCC has done something like this. This is the first ruling that they've made, first fine they've assessed to a company for improperly deorbiting a satellite. And they're looking to say, look, we need to be regulating this space. We need to make sure that a bunch of yahoos aren't leaving their junk up there, because once you blow everything up, there's no fixing it. We have to be proactive on this. Reactive is not good enough.
And Dish apparently knew that the satellite was low on propellant and took too long to finally decide, oh, you know what? We do need to bring that thing down. But when they hit go to try and get it to deorbit, it didn't have enough fuel to get there. And so now it's just spinning around, and it's just junk.
Yeah, I think the next question is, how many other satellites are on this threshold? Is this enough of a warning to other companies that they need to take their deorbiting policy seriously? Because you have to imagine that $150,000 to Dish Network as a fine is not even a slap on the wrist. But can the FCC start to increase these penalties? Because if you want companies to actually pay attention to you, you need to issue serious fines, and you have to be able to escalate these penalties, these punishments, to because otherwise no one's going to take notice.
Because we did a story not long ago where there was upwards of 10, almost 15,000 satellites floating around. And that's only 4,000 of them is Starlink. You let the Starlink get another 4,000 satellites up there, and you have this problem. It's going to get bad before it gets good. We want to thank General Informatics for sponsoring our show. General Informatics is an information technology firm with a mission to make our clients even more successful through the best use of technology. Based in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, General Informatics is a premier IT managed service provider delivering exceptional managed IT solutions to a diverse base of customers across the southeastern United States. From the beginning, we have maintained our commitment to meeting the growing needs of our clients through continuous innovation. With over 20 years of experience and a team of 180 plus employees, including technicians, engineers, program designers, GI has evolved to become the leading IT partner of business schools and government agencies. Our managed services teams can run your digital infrastructure or support your team on an on-demand basis, letting you focus on your business strengths. This has become a proven formula. So proven that 98% of our clients continue to do business with us year after year. Whether you need IT services, new technology, or have a question, visit us on the web at geninf.com.
If you enjoyed our show today, we are here on Talk 107.3 FM every Saturday at 4 p.m. and the show reruns Sundays also at 4 p.m. If you missed any part of the show or you'd like to hear this or previous episodes, check out our podcast available on almost every podcast platform, including iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, and more. When you're there, be sure to subscribe so you get notified every time we post a new episode. If you like our show or you have any suggestions, let us know on our website at www.techgumbo.net. Thank you for listening to Tech Gumbo.